A query about chanting rounds or the holy name and other such activities for the benefit of others. In the Gita Mahatmya, there is one section where a bull is dying and all the people come and promise to give some of their accrued punya to the bull, including a prostitute. She did it because she didn't want to be the one who didn't, because she thought she had no punya to give. But because of the blessing from the prostitute alone, the bull was born as a high brahmana. And then he traced her out to find out what was her punya. She confessed that she was a prostitute and actually had no punya. But after some thought, it was revealed that she had some parrots who used to belong to someone who chanted a specific chapter of the Gita daily, and she used to listen to that, and for this reason she had punya. So it seems that one can gift one's own punya to others. Yeah, in the Gita Mahatmya, the glories of various chapters are described in terms of the material benefit that one can get from reciting the chapters of the Gita. And it used to be quite common in India, as this is a phrase that I repeatedly use, it used to be quite common, because many of the things that were common have changed. We used to see a generation ago many things which people did following the old culture, which they don't do now, all kinds of things, like on the trains people would put some cloth around them and sit with their back so people couldn't see them eating. At Nagpur, halfway between, well, more than halfway between Howrah and Bombay, the train would come in at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's a 20-minute stop, so people, with all the leaking water from which is meant for filling up the water in the train, people would jump out and take a bath. Nowadays, they'll all be sleeping at 5 o'clock in the morning on the train. So we used to see that it was quite common that pious materialistic people, I'm thinking particularly of Marwaris, who a generation ago used to be pious, would recite a chapter of the Gita daily. Gopal Sahasranama was common among them. What do you think, Satya Nrisimha? You're nodding your head there. You remember all these things? That was a common one for Marwaris. And with the idea that this would all help them in their endeavors for Shubh and Labh, which means, Labh means money. They want to get money, they want to gain money. And Shubh means things like health and peace in the family, and children are good, and all this kind of thing. So people have used to have faith in these things. Now they send their children to colleges and universities. And the girls' parents have to sign a form that if my daughter has an abortion while she's at the university, I can't sue the university. I remember the first time I staying in some Marwari house somewhere in Andhra Pradesh. This must have been, was it Andhra Pradesh? I can't remember. And they told me that, this girl, she's their daughter, she's just going to finish her degree, then she'll get married. So it was a new thing that they'd go for degrees and get married. Otherwise, they just get married. They didn't go to college and this and that. Nowadays, they go for degrees and then they go for a job. And they may or may not get married. Anyway, that's not the subject of the question. The idea that punya can be transferred, that's a common idea. Common idea means it is possible. It's understood that that can happen. Just like, for instance, Yashoda Mata used to pray to Narayana, who she'd worshipped throughout her life, that if you have, if I have accrued any punya from worshipping you, then please protect my son, who is Narayana. And Shachimata, when she saw her son Nimai dancing and crashing on the ground in a manner that looked like all his limbs, all his bones should shatter, she would pray in the same way to Narayana, that if I have any credit from worshipping you throughout my life, please protect my Nimai so he doesn't get hurt. So that is possible. Srila Prabhupada would sometimes ask his disciples to pray for him. And devotees say, how can we pray for you, Srila Prabhupada? They say, no, you're devotees, you can pray for me. However, this idea that we chant rounds for the benefit of others, it's not anything that we hear described in Shastra. It's not anything that's given by the Vaishnava Acharyas. And as I see it, it has a whiff of karma mimamsa there, that you chant the rounds and then, okay Krishna, I chanted one round for someone else and you, okay, now you have to do something about it. Like Krishna becomes obliged. So, if we pray to Krishna sincerely, then Krishna will hear our prayers, if we're surrendered devotees. Otherwise, he doesn't hear them. Well, that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Sharanga sharanagati hoibe jaha taha prarthana shune Srinanda Kuma. He says that who has the six limbs of Sharanagati, anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam rakshishyatiti vishvaso guptritve varanang tata atma nikshipa karpanye sharavidha sharanagati. Accepting everything which is favorable for advancement in devotional service, rejecting all that is unfavorable, having confidence in Krishna's protection and accepting Krishna as one's maintainer, literally throwing oneself at Krishna, atma nikshepa, which means surrender to Krishna, or running to Krishna, and humility. These are all the six processes of surrender. Srila Prabhupada translated Sharanagati, Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. He translated that as surrender, which literally means to take shelter of, but you can't take shelter without surrendering. You can't maintain one's independence. So, Krishna will accept Ashraya Loya Bhaje Krishna Tare Nahi Taje. One who takes shelter of Krishna, Krishna doesn't reject such a person. So we can help others by our prayers, but Krishna is independent. We can't force him. And rather we try to... We can do so much for others, but they have to do something for themselves also. So we try to induce others to themselves chant Hare Krishna and themselves take to Krishna consciousness. We could all sit in the ashram and chant rounds all day, but we're praying that people take to Krishna consciousness. But the system given by our acharyas and given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to go out to people and try to induce them to chant Hare Krishna. They should also chant it. So, there's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process. That Shuna Shuna Nityananda Shuna Haridas Sarvatra amaragya karaha prakash prati ghare ghare gya kara ebikha. Bhaja Krishna, Bala Krishna, Kara Krishna Shikha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the preaching movement by telling Nityananda Prabhu and Harirash Thakur, listen to what I have to say. Broadcast my order everywhere. What is that order? Go to every door and beg everyone to worship Krishna, chant the name of Krishna, and learn about Krishna. So I made some comment on this because it seems to be a common practice in our movement these days. Chanting one round for someone else, two rounds for someone, one round for someone, one round for someone else, but this is not a process given by our acharyas.